group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Missy says, hey, Ben and Kelly, first of all, love your show. Listen to it every morning.
Thank you.
I was listening the other day, and you were talking about drama at work, and that reminded me of something that happened where I work.
Okay.
We're on the top floor of our building, and a coworker always sneaks up to the roof for a smoke. Every day, several times a day, he's up there.
Mm.
It's prohibited, illegal. Nobody ever says anything, though, because this guy's pretty lovable.
Okay.
Well, the other day, he didn't quite put his cigarette out and started a small fire on the roof. We smelled it, and then moments later, saw him grab the water off the water cooler, run up the stairs.
Yeah.
Not more than 10 minutes later, firefighters.
Wow.
So far, no disciplinary action, but I just thought you all would get a kick out of that, and I was wondering what the worst thing you all did that almost got you fired. Thanks. I'll be listening.
That's funny. Yeah, like I said, I swore on the air thinking that we were not on the air. That was probably the biggest thing. Like, because, you know, I've known colleagues to get a new job within a week of the job, accidentally let a swear word slip, and then they get fired.
Yes.
And so I feel very fortunate that that didn't happen here.
Especially with, you know, what we do. And you never know who might be listening. I mean, the other thing was, remember when we were in front of a radio class at WKU? We were talking to, you know, we were doing our show live in front of the class, demonstrating how you're supposed to do that. And then a song with swear words.
Yeah, it was an unedited song. Yeah, and it dropped an F-bomb, I think, in the middle of the song.
Yep.
And I think everybody heard it, too. It was like, wait, did we? Huh?
Yep.
Surprised us, too.
Yep.
The crazy thing was about that is someone literally contacted the FCC.
Yep.
So, again, I probably could have been fired for that, too. So
bless your heart.
It all surrounds swearing, like, which is weird. Because, I mean, we've done things that, like, we've gotten in trouble for, like, office chair Olympics and, like, ruining office chairs, so to speak, that we weren't supposed to.
We ruined office chairs?
I thought that they were on their way out, and apparently we chose...
We were trying to let them live a little longer?
Yeah.
Oopsies.
So, and then, yeah, some April Fool's pranks that kind of went awry. But other than that, you know... It all involves swearing and on the air, which I feel like, you know, in the world of like podcasts and things like that, it's just holding us back.
Oh, right. Well, podcasters do it. So we should be able to, too.
I know. Stupid FCC just holding us back.
Cuss on the internet all the time.
That's right.
Just look at X, TikTok.
Oh, shoot.
People swearing on there all the time.
I know.
We try to hold ourselves to a higher standard, though.
Also,
the FCC holds us to a higher standard.
Right. Do you have a funny story? 502-795-1997. Like, crazy thing you did that, or you or your coworker did, that almost got you fired but didn't? Take some of those stories coming up.
You can laugh about it.
What crazy thing did you or your coworker do that should have gotten you fired but didn't? Missy shared that one of her coworkers would sneak up to the roof to smoke.
And accidentally set the roof on fire.
Yeah.
Oopsie-daisies. Didn't get fired, though. That's good.
No, that's good. That's good.
Yep. Got another message. A coworker programmed the office printer to print every document with a picture of Nicolas Cage hidden somewhere on the
page. What? How is that possible?
I don't know, but it sounds amazing. Went on for 2 weeks before someone noticed. Zero consequences.
Letterhead. It's like you're sending a welcome letter to a new hire, and there's Nicolas Cage in there.
Nicolas Cage face in there.
Right, exactly.
Fantastic. I love that.
That's funny. Got another, oh my gosh, this kind of reminds me of something that happened at our work. I accidentally sent a screenshot of a gossip-filled group chat to the person we were gossiping about at work.
Oh.
Blamed it on a glitch, quit a month later.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we've talked to you about, told the story about the coworker who butt-dialed the person that they were bitching about and left
a
voicemail.
It was a
boss. Yeah, and left a voicemail on their phone.
That was one of the biggest scandals in our company's history.
That was so great.
Renee Says a coworker brought in a blender, started making virgin smoothies for everyone at lunch, except they weren't virgin.
Mm.
He accidentally grabbed the wrong pitcher from a bachelorette party the night before. HR got involved when someone loudly said, "This tastes like tequila," in front of the regional director.
Whoops. Was it an accident?
Mm.
Was it an accident?
I don't think it was.
All right, one more. We'll get to the how you almost got fired. Michelle, a coworker, took the company car to run a quick, quote, work errand.
Mm-hmm.
Spotted a couple hours later, Chick-fil-A drive-through in another city with a guy who was definitely not her husband.
What?
The GPS logs mysteriously lost.
Oh, well.
We all collectively decided never to speak of it again. She brings donuts every Monday.
We know why.
We know why.
That's a ransom for their silence.
Oh, shoot. That's funny.
That's crazy.
That's a good one.
Wow.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for the stories.
All right. We won't say anything. Just bring donuts.
Yeah, just bring donuts and we're fine.
Don't forget the chocolate ones.